defenses and secondaries for both have been issues so far against mediocre competition outside of Michigan State's trip to Austin Stadium against the Ducks. But I like Sparty at home, and then quickly, I think the Buckeyes on the road. J.T. Barrett's been reeling and dealing. Certainly, they haven't really played too many great competition as well, since Bemis defense last week was pretty porous. But I think the Buckeyes, despite being on the road at early noon Eastern kick, think it could be relatively close early, but overall just too much talent for the Buckeyes compared to a potential 500 Maryland team. So I think both Big Ten teams survive and advance, and will set up maybe in about a month or so down the road. Those two teams ultimately will face off, and potentially the winner of that game could play in the New Year's Six as the top Big Ten game, Big Ten team, I should say, but likely no college football playoff for either of these matchups.
Right. In a game that I'm going to call the employment game, Florida and Tennessee, because if Will Muschamp goes to Tennessee and loses this one, I think he can get the moving van and go ahead and put his bed in it. How do you see this game, and how do you think these two actually stack up as in the East?
Yeah, I think that you nailed that one on the head in terms of this might be Will Muschamp's biggest game up to this moment in his head coach career at Gainesville in Florida. And I think it's a monster matchup for the SEC East. I think realistically these are maybe just your third and fourth best teams in the East. I still, maybe fourth and fifth, I'd argue. I think I like Georgia, South Carolina, Missouri as that top three. And then these are kind of next best. But I think Tennessee is not too far from those teams. Offensively, they've really looked pretty impressive to me against Oklahoma on the road. If it was a late pick six, that game came much closer than the experts would have thought. And, of course, they gave Georgia really all they could handle last week. I was a little surprised by that. Georgia held the reins back a little bit, depleted-wise. Tennessee gives them the props. They look pretty good, and I think the fact that, for me, we talked about Jeff Driscoll, but his defense doesn't really help either. The Florida Gators secondary, 110th in terms of pass defense, passing yards allowed. Vernon Hargreaves is going to be a future star in the NFL, but the depth and the cornerback quality besides him has been pretty brutal. So I think the Tennessee Volunteers will get plenty of production from their wide receivers, which has really impressed me. Jalen Hurts, a true freshman, a big bruising back that could keep them off balance. So I think the Vols at home get the job done, and I think it's like a 31-20 type of game. I think Tennessee comes away victorious, and I think it can be close to double digits. And I think I would keep one must champ. We'll see if he can survive.
But
first.
He's
going to have to get a big-time upset win coming up, because you look at the schedule, LSU, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida State, those are, you know, three or four of their top teams in the country, and they still got a bunch left. So it may be a good showing, and a victory would be doing him the best, because if not, it's going to be tough to survive the entire season, or at least past going into next season.
Yeah, Muschamp may not have to start moving, but he may need to go ahead and start calling the truck companies and getting reservations.
Get them reserved.
Yep.
Hey, Dan, what about Texas A&M at Mississippi State? Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Aggies in a shootout. I think that was a big-time win last week in a neutral site, if you will, at Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arkansas.
That
really
would kill me.
Them in the mouth.
That would kill me last week.
Yeah, that was quite the finish. It was unfortunate. Kind of Arkansas kind of summed up last season, at least the BYU era so far, where they certainly improved running game overall, but they couldn't really pass the ball when they needed to. And the A&M defense really made up the difference. And I think this defense has really made nice strides from last year, albeit it's only a few games so far in this season, and the depth is going to be concerned. I think the SEC West talk is as great as it gets right now compared to ever. And I think A&M's defense will step up against Mississippi State in a key fourth quarter stop. But this game is going to feature a lot of points, probably at least 70. So I'm going to go the Aggies by about a touchdown. I think Kenny Hill, the Aggies survive one more week before it starts to get really tough for them down the road. I think Mississippi State's a huge game for them, because if they can win this game, realistic, they could potentially win 10 games if they win this game. If not, I think they go back to 8-4, which is what I have them at the moment. So I got the Aggies surviving on the road to start, though.
Okay. Hey, now we're getting to the two biggies for us down here in the South, or in the state of Alabama, I should say. LSU at Auburn. Okay, Dan, is that going to be close, or is it going to be a beatdown?
Yeah, I feel like everybody's projecting a beatdown, and I deservedly so, because Auburn's coming off the greatest turnaround in SEC history. They've been running the ball pretty much with ease for the last, 15 games or so overall. And LSU's run defense really has been struggling. Mississippi State ran on them big time. Wisconsin had, pretty much an easy game up until the fourth quarter. And I think most people are rolling with the Auburn Tigers, but I think we're going to see an upset in this game, which I know is not going to make
sense.
I'll be glad to eat some crow next week. I will say this. I think Auburn, on paper, still among the 5 to 10 best teams in the country, but I think Brandon Harris is a true freshman. First career start is really going to surprise some folks. I think he's going to have a virtuoso performance on the road. Nail Ty Dupree, Leonard Fournette, or maybe two of the more talented players they've ever recruited, and I think this is a big game for them to shine. And I think the defense will let Auburn a little bit down, but I'm really intrigued to see Nick Marshall's performance. Certainly he was so-so, 3 touchdowns last week against Louisiana Tech, but Sammy Coates is not doing too much right now. Some of that's just not targeting him as much. He's had a few drops like the Kansas State game. They got a lot of talent, Auburn does. It's going to be tough to live up back-to-back seasons. Everybody's gunning for them. It's going to be us against the world mentality for LSU and Les Miles, which seems very bizarre because they've been arguably a top-5 team for the last 8 years. But I think this game comes down to where I wouldn't be surprised either way how it goes down. But I'm going to call for the major upset, if you will, because they're almost a 10-point underdog. I think LSU comes in, shocks the world, if you will. It looks like a 34-31 game. But I just think Auburn's going to lose a few games this year. I'll be glad to eat crow, because I do know for a fact, though, that they're as talented as anybody in the country. But I'm going to be interested to see how that secondary, that much maligned secondary, can stand up against the youth and talent of LSU.
Hey, Dan, Jason just laid back in his chair and put his hand over his chest, and his eyes rolled back in his head. Do you know how to talk somebody through using a defibrillator, please?
Well, you could just tell them War Eagle. They became the first. They did become the first SEC team in history to lead the country in rushing last year. So if they can help out Nick Marshall, I think they'll be able to survive. But this is the one game maybe where he has a little of a struggle against an LSU secondary that I think will come up big. But I'll be glad to talk about it next week when it happens.
I hope we're talking about it next week.
Okay, since we're talking about the state team, let's don't leave Alabama.
Yep.
A little game against Ole Miss over in the Crow.
Same thing always happens.
Hey, before I ask you the question I want to ask you, have you ever seen a state go so crazy about a game that's 5 games into the season?
No, I just think the state of Mississippi as a whole has been, maybe the talk of the college football landscape. But, yeah, this is their biggest game, at least in my lifetime, and many people feel several decades. It's just, I'm not sure Ole Miss, at least in my lifetime, has ever had more talent as a whole than this season. I think they got half a dozen players that will play on the NFL on the defensive side of the ball, as well as a couple on offense. But this game simply comes down to Dr. Bo Wallace, who in the last 2 years, starter-wise, against Alabama, has thrown for less than 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 picks. Those numbers are going to have to completely reverse if they even have a shot to pull it off. I think they will have a big game early, but the fourth quarter is what Alabama's all about. They've only allowed this year, guys, and now obviously Florida Atlantic, that game got canceled or called, if you will, late in the fourth, but Alabama's only allowed 2 field goals for the season in the fourth quarter, no touchdowns. That's 6 total points for the season in 4 fourth quarters. So I think they own the fourth quarter, and I think they survive and win a close game at the end of the
season.
It has been nice having you on.
They both survive against an Ole Miss team, by the way, that I think will still win at least 9, potentially 10 games. And I wouldn't be surprised if they upset maybe A&M in a week or next week on the road with another game. They'll probably be counted out for losing this week, where they may put all the chips in the bag and try to pull off, the start of the season. But I think Alabama, they've been simply unstoppable offensively, far better than most people anticipate, and it's good to see Blake Sims progressing quickly. But Ole Miss is going to be a great game. I think this is clearly going to be the best Saturday so far this season. I wouldn't be surprised if you look back at this, whether it's an upset that Alabama or Auburn losing or maybe Oklahoma to TCU. We look back at this and say this was the best Saturday of the entire season. I think it's going to be that legendary of a weekend, if you will.
I tell you this, if Ole Miss beats Alabama, it will be the best weekend of the season. but I don't believe it's...
Those games are back-to-back as well.
Yeah, I don't believe it's strong enough to put a lot of money on it, but I'm just going to stay with Ole Miss. I've got to stay with Ole Miss.
He's picked them all year, Dan. He's not about to back down now.
I got a big year for the Rebels. I would not be surprised if they do it. I think these games are pretty much toss-ups. It's going to come down to how the ball bounces and how these kids perform in that fourth quarter, which is, you know, 19, 20-year-olds aren't always performing at high standards sometimes when the lights are on them, but that's what makes the sport's so amazing to watch, and you got to love the passionate fans and the atmosphere behind it.
That's right. Hey, Dan, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, just the hype and the excitement that's going on in Oxford. I believe if the Pope came to Oxford, there wouldn't be this kind of excitement if he came.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be quite the game. Everybody's looking forward to it, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dan, we appreciate you coming on, even if you picked against my Tigers and picked the Alabama Crimson Tide.
He did just right. Yeah, I mean, he was perfect this week.
I still appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Next week, hopefully, we'll talk about maybe the reverse happening, just for your sake.
Hey, that sounds good.
Thanks for having me on, as always.
Oh, hey, thanks, Dan.
Dan, have a great weekend.
You likewise. Thanks, guys.
All right. Weekend. See you, man. Bye-bye.
All right.
Boy, that made my day right there.
I'm telling you it did. So.
It just can't get any better.
I'm telling you. I think we need to go to a break.
That's just fine. Hey, that's just fine, like finding gold at the end of the rainbow.
Let's go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football and maybe get a interview online.
Coach Brenton from Coleman Bearcats. We'll do an interview that has been recorded when we come back.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Coretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Coleman County's best high school football.
This week, the Coleman Bearcats host the Athens Golden Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream and Live95Coleman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Coleman and listen on your smartphone.
Coleman and Athens.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Seven minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, and Ronnie, we have our first guest.
First guest for some moolah.
On moolah, and at this time we're going to welcome Haley from Dodge City to the show. Haley, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we're great. It's close to Friday, and we're ready for the weekend. So.
Me too.
You know what would make the weekend even better?
Alabama football?
No. Come on.
There you
come
go.
Come on, Haley.
Haley, give us a little Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Hey, what about that, Jason? Don't that just warm your heart?
Boy, my stomach is getting weak after that last
You're getting a rumble?
I'm telling you. Kathy, get the Pepto out. I'll need it when I get home. Haley, where do you think moolah is hidden?
Is it at the Winfrey Hotel?
You are close, good guess, but it is not the Winfrey Hotel. So,
thank you. Excellent guess.
Good guess, Haley.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, the number 256-737-9951. Give us a call. Take a guess, Ronnie.
That's a good guess.
Good guess. We're going to listen to the interview with Coach Mark Britton. And folks, during this interview, think about it.
Think about where moolah is.
As soon as it's over, give us a call, because I think somebody's going to solve this one pretty quick.
May do it.
All right, Jay, if you'll cue up Coach Britton, we'll listen to the interview with Coach Mark Britton.
In his 14th season, his teams have qualified for the playoffs the past 9 years in a row. He's won 3 region titles, has a region record among the best in the state at 76-29, and an overall record as head coach of the Coleman Bearcats of 116 wins, only 47 losses. Mark Britton, head coach of the Coleman Bearcats, joined us now. Coach, thanks for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're at the midway point of the regular season, and going into the season, there were some questions of how maybe some young skill players might adjust to being in big roles for your team, one of those being quarterback Ross Crocker. How would you assess the team and the way the sophomores have stepped up at this point?
Well, I think they've done a good job for us. They've really worked very hard, and midway through the season, I think there are times when Ross, in the early part of the season, the game was a little bit quick for him, and things were happening at a faster pace than he was used to. But the last couple of weeks, you see him really growing and making good decisions and those type of things. And we just hope that continues. Ross has really worked well, just super hard in the films and with Coach Gleaton, the offensive coordinator. And so he knows exactly what we're trying to do. And we just hope that come into the Athens game, he makes good decisions and keeps that positive positive drive going, and we've been real happy with him, though.
Coach, for the first time, the Bearcats are playing in Class 6A. Some of the teams we're used to seeing year in and year out, but then we've also got some new teams coming in. Has the move to 6A impacted the season at all so far?
Well, it surely has. Just the constant pressure from week to week. In 5A, there were times when we could maybe play a subpar game and still come out of there with a win, or have a fair week of preparation and practice and still come out with a win. But those days are over right now. We've got just great opponents, great coaching staffs each week that we're going to face, and it's a pretty steady grind, and I think that's the biggest adjustments of our kids. But so far, I've been real proud of our guys. They've come in every week, great attitude, and has really worked hard. And you know, had a few wins last few weeks, and I know that's really helped our guys. But they do know back into region play now. It's going to be extremely tough with this very good Athens team coming in Friday night.
Well, speaking of Athens, they come in for the big region game. They're 2-4. They're 1-2 in Region 8. There's not been a common opponent between the Bearcats and the Golden Eagles as of yet, but I know you've had a chance to study them on film. What have you seen about the Golden Eagles that impresses you?
Well, they've got a three-year starter at safety that's going to Southern Miss, number 15. He is he's a coach's son. He does a great job and just a student of the game. So we need to know where he's at all the time when we're on offense. Their offense, they've got two great receivers, and number 11, their running back, is just an outstanding young man. So they've got triple threat in those three guys. And when it comes to a key situation, you know, if a team just had one great player, you might be able to predict where and who is going to get the ball. But with Athens, they're very balanced. They're able to spread it out to the two receivers or let the running back carry the ball, and all three of those guys have proved to be very effective this year. So we're going to have our hands full.
And a lot of coaches talk about special teams and how special teams can win and lose ball games, and you guys found out last week just how big special teams can be with two block point afters and a 2-point conversion stopped. Are you continuing to focus on special teams again, or are you still riding on a big high off of last week?
Well, we do. We work every day on special teams, and the kick game, that's one of the things that can really change momentum in a ball game. Fortunately, we've been able to do some pretty good things with the kicking game. Last week, Matthew Bell kicked all three of our extra points, and as it turned out, that was the difference in the ball game, 21-18 win over Fayette. And there's a lot of guys there's a lot of work that goes into an extra point. It's got to be a good snap. Dawson Drake's our holder. He's got to do a good job getting it on the tee. So there's a lot of things to that, but. So far, Matt's done a good job at our kicking game, and we got Dalton Yerby that's done a great job in our punting game. Last week, he threw a pass in special teams. We got a first down, kept the drive alive. So, our guys are really contributing on special teams and take a lot of pride in it. So, I've been real proud of that.
You've had some physical football games through the first half of the season. How are the Bearcats health wise?
Well, we're kind of banged up, but we're nothing that's going to keep anybody out of a ball game. Our running back, Will Crenshaw, has got a high ankle sprain that he's been nursing a couple of weeks, and but he'll be ready to go Friday night. Ben Johnson, my left tackle, also had a high ankle sprain, did not play in the Fayette County game, but had a good week of work, so we expect him to have a good ball game tomorrow night. So, but overall, we've got just a pretty much usual bangs and bruises and those type of things, and but our kids are gonna be ready to go Friday night.
Coach, it is a region contest as we get now into the thick of the region season. What's it going to take for the Bearcats to come out on top?
Well, we've got to cut down on penalties and turnovers, and not give up big plays on defense. I would like to be able to take the ball and kind of keep the ball on offense, a little ball control, and keep some of their really volatile players on the sideline while we have the football. So looking for a good night on offense, kind of ball control, high percentage passes, and hopefully our offensive line's going to move that front where we can get some quality yards running the football. I think first down plays are going to be the key throughout the night. If you can gain 5 to 6 yards on first down, it sure makes play calling a lot better on second, third down. But you got to stay away from the penalties and the first and 25s and those type things, because those are really drive killers.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time to join us, and best of luck against Athens.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
All right, that's Coach Mark Britton. The Coleman Bearcats going out for a win tomorrow night, and Friday Night Live, we'll be broadcasting that game live. If you can't make it out to the stadium, even if you can make it out to the stadium, tune in, listen to Tommy and Jason do a great job with the games. So be sure to listen in tomorrow night, Coleman Bearcats and the Athens whatever. What are the Eagles or something?
I think it's the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should be a good one. And I'm having a hard time recovering from what Dan said, Ronnie.
Ah, Dan, you know, like you said, that's Dan the man. He knows. I mean, yeah. he knows the truth. And the truth is, you know, the truth will set you free here.
Has he been wrong this year yet?
No, he isn't. No.
Yes, he has been wrong.
Kind of scaring me a little bit.
He's not wrong this week.
But
I hope he is on the Auburn game because I'm taking Auburn.
Yeah, think of this. The man who makes a living at it and actually tells people where to put their money.
Yep. I agree with that.
I don't know what that means.
It just makes you feel better.
I'll tell myself anything.
Anything as long as I feel better about it. Yeah. That's right. Oh, man. That's a good deal.
All right, Ronnie. Other SEC game. Let's talk just for a minute about Tennessee, Florida, how important that game is. We touched on it. How important is that game to Will Muschamp?
This is probably the biggest game Will Muschamp has ever had as a head coach now.
And you know he realizes that.
Oh, he absolutely knows that. Sure. He's a smart man. You know, you don't get to be where he is and be an idiot. You know,
most of the time.
But I don't think there's any question. This is the biggest game Will Muschamp has ever coached. And you know what? Then come next week, that'll be the biggest one he's ever coached.
Right, because when you're on the hot seat, it don't cool off unless you beat Alabama.
Now, that's right. Now, if they get beat this week, it's probably not as it may not be as big a game the next one because he's probably going to be gone anyway. Yeah.
He's done. He's done missed his chance to beat Alabama. Yeah, he's probably not going to beat Florida State.
No.
And Tennessee is a must win.
Yeah, and I picked them to win 9 games. If you got it right there, can you tell us, Tennessee, the remaining schedule they have?
The remaining schedule for Florida this weekend, Tennessee, LSU, I don't think they beat LSU. Missouri, I don't think they beat Missouri. Georgia, they're not going to beat Georgia.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, they get a win.
Yeah.
South Carolina, who knows? Jacqueline Hyde.
Yeah, you never know who shows up.
Who is EKU?
Eastern Kentucky.
Give them a win.
That's right.
And Florida State finishes the season. So you've got two
or
definite
three
wins, and the rest of them
could go either way.
Yeah. And I'm going to say they're going to lose at least 3 to 4 of those.
That's just not going to cut it.
No, bye-bye, Mr. Muschamp.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking.
Us a little bit of that bye-bye, whatever it is.
Bye-bye, American Pie.
Hey, Jay, do you want to get a break and come back before Rhett's, or do you want us to go right on into Rhett's?
Take us to a break.
Take us to a break, and we'll regroup
If you have a guest for Moolah, give us a call,
737-9951. Hey, stay with us. Let's come back with another Moolah clue. Ronnie give his Moolah clue for today, so stay with us.
Okay.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
And while all of you listeners are enjoying the commercials, here in the studio, we'll be hearing Ronnie and Jason sing karaoke to each other.
Offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. the little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst.
And I'm Jason Caretti,
inviting you to join us this Friday night for Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live will showcase Cullman County's best high school football.
This week, the Cullman Bearcats host the Athens Golden Eagles.
Airtime is 6:40 this Friday night on Live 95.
Listen live locally on Live 95 or from anywhere in the world on our Live 95 stream at Live95Cullman.com.
Or download the TuneIn Radio app. Search for Live 95.5 Cullman and listen on your smartphone.
Cullman and Athens.
This week on Friday Night Live, here on Live 95, Cullman's independent radio. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
All right, 524, Ronnie and I are joining in on the little We Will Rock You.
That's right.
All right.
Another clue.
Another clue.
For Moolah. All right.
Ronnie, the number 256-737-9951. And let's be honest with everybody. We sat here during the break and really went at it trying to come up with a clue. And right at the last minute, Ronnie shot the three-pointer that won.
Hey, right at the buzzer, baby.
And so here we go. Moolah, Ronnie, take it away.
A little OJ's.
Brought to you by People's Bank of Alabama.
You got it. All right. Here is my clue. Jason had a great clue. Here's my clue for where Moolah may be hidden. If you're driving around looking for Moolah, you will never find it. You will just drive around in a circle.
All right. You will never find it driving around.
Nope. So, you'll just drive around in a circle.
So think about that, folks. Add that to if you're looking for Moolah, you can sleep above Moolah.
Yep. I hear the phone ringing.
Or you could sleep. You might not want to sleep
above Moolah. No, you may not. So. You might not be able to.
Might not. Like I said, the
might not be
ringing,
allowed to.
I think somebody's going to win $50.
I bet you somebody's bingoing it right here. But we'll see. Maybe a wrong, maybe a telemarketer.
Yeah. Oh, don't you love those?
Oh, yes, at all hours of the day and night.
Wow. Hey, it is not a guess at Moolah, folks.
It's not. It's our old
buddy. He can take a guess at it.
Hey, he can if he wants to guess. Exactly right.
Welcome to the show, Rex Chambers, our local fishing pro who's going to tell us what they're about.
Hey, Rex, how are you, man?
Hey, I can tell you about the fish, but I ain't got a clue on your,
you know,
on your
question. Hey, that's good.
Yeah, man, but, you know, Rex, you need to start playing, you know, $50 here, $100 there, you know, I'd buy you a little tackle.
Hey, I'd buy a whole lot of tackle nowadays.
That's exactly right. Hey, tell me what's going on now. I'm not going to ask you, you know, about this weekend and what will happen at Smith and all that, because I know you're fishing in that the big tournament down there. But we know there's a weather change coming. So if I'm fishing at Gunnersville, what might that do to the fishing?
Oh, it's going to change Gunnersville a pretty good bit. tomorrow and Saturday is probably going to be, tomorrow actually probably a really good day if you can fight the wind.
Yeah.
But Saturday will be a change. It's going to be a little bit cooler. But now Sunday's going to be a whole different world. Like when it gets down in that 40s at night, those shallow largemouth, it's going to change them up a little bit.
So is it going to pull them away from the shallows, or are they
going
to get...
No, they're not going anywhere, but it's just the front in itself.
Yeah.
Going to have them shut down for a little while. Like I said, they'll bite really good today, or tomorrow and Saturday.
Right.
But Sunday may be, they may shut down for a day or two till the weather gets straightened out.
Right. Now, aren't we supposed to be down in the mid to low 40s for a couple nights? Rick?
Right. I think Sunday morning is supposed to be like 46, 44, something
yeah.
like that. So,
it's going to be
awful cool morning.
It's,
yes.
It's going to be a little cool at the tournament Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the high is just in the low 70s. So,
is it supposed to be that warm? Okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hitting the 70s, but the wind's going to be blowing about 20, 25 miles an hour, and that's what I've been hoping for that wind. So,
yeah.
We'll see.
Wow. So, Rex, talking about the tournament, of course, again, I'm not going to talk fishing about it. Can you still get in if there's guys out there or gals that want to, or is it closed?
I think today at 5 o'clock was
okay.
The last you could get in. Now, that's the last you could get in for just the regular entry fee. You can still enter. Everybody can enter until the meeting tomorrow night. So I think they charge a late fee of, I don't know what it is. I think it's $25
yeah.
late fee. So
not a big deal though if you want to fish.
No, not a big deal. Still want to get in, and I believe last count was 130, 140 boats. So
wow.
There'll be a lot of people in it tomorrow night. So you still may get 175 entries in. It's going to be probably the biggest tournament of the year for Smith Lake. And the fish have been biting for the last 2 weeks. Smith Lake, in my opinion, is the number one lake in the state to be on right now.
Are you serious?
It's been unreal.
Wow.
The bite has been great. It's going to take some good weight to win Saturday, unless this weather really messes them up, and I don't see it happening.
Right. Wow. Have you ever been able to say that, Rex?
It's been a long time where I could tell you that it's going to take some weight to win a tournament on Smith Lake.
Yeah. If you had to guess, Rex, I mean, I guess do lakes go through cycles where some years are better than others and there's
lakes do go through cycles. Smith Lake's been known as the Dead Sea since I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
But the introduction of the blueback heron into Smith Lake has really changed it.
Explain that, Rex.
Blueback herring is just a different species of bait fish.
Okay.
And they go around in great big schools just like regular old shad do.
Uh-huh.
Except they're a different size, they're a different shape, and they stay at different depths than regular threadfin and gizzard shad do.
Uh-huh.
And that, so far, has changed Smith Lake for the better. Now, the biologist will tell you, well, in 10 years, we may not get the fishery may be gone downhill. Well, it may be in 10 years. We won't know that until we see.
Right.
Because the fish were introduced illegally.
Oh, really?
Those bluebacks came, rumor has it,
yeah.
came from over at Lake Lanier. Somebody brought them, just brought them back in a couple of bass club tournaments
uh-huh.
or whatever, filled
uh-huh.
their live wells up with their big live bait buckets up and brought them back and put them in Smith. They have taken hold. They are a food staple now for the spotted bass. So
wow,
the big spots are hanging a little bit deeper than what they usually do. They suspend out a little bit deeper, but the increase in largemouth has been tremendous over the past 2 to 3 years.
Uh-huh.
The size of the spots is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
The spots we're catching now are 2.5 to 4 pounds, and they look like they swallow a softball. So.
Exactly. I saw some pictures really on the internet the other day of some guys that were fishing at Smith, and I mean these fish they were holding up. I mean they look like you somebody that would go draw a beautiful fish. That's what they look like.
They're gorgeous. Like I said, the spotted bass on Smith Lake has really started to grow, and it's a totally different fishery than what it was 2, even 3 years ago.
Then Rex, and I'd always heard this, and you would certainly have knowledge. People, I used to hear guys complain, that the stripe were eating up all the bass, and that's why the bass fishing was horrible. Does that hold any weight, or is that?
Let me tell you, when the when they first started stocking stripe, not first started, but when they announced, the state announced that they were putting like 200,000 to 300,000 a year in, I was one of the biggest opponents against it. I didn't like it because I didn't know nothing about it.
Sure.
And since then, I used to be one of them that thought that, yeah, they eat everything up. Well, they don't. Sure, a stripe's going to eat a bass every once in a while.
Right.
It's rare.
Okay.
They'll eat a injured fish in a heartbeat. I mean, we used to watch them at Smith Lake Down on a Saturday night tournament. You throw fish back. Well, those fish are stunned and they're sluggish and everything
right.
else.
Right.
And it was like a feeding frenzy for the stripe. You know, as a rule, no, they don't feed on bass. They probably feed on crappie way more than they do bass.
Uh-huh.
But they get out, they stay out in the deep water and they chase those schools of shad. So they haven't hurt the bass fish.
Okay.
And for that to be true, just look at our fishery now. It's probably got more stripe in it than it ever has. And we're catching bigger bass than we ever have.
Man, that's great having that lake here close to home to turn on, you know, another place to go. You don't have to run to Gunnersville or, you know, Wilson, Pickwick, some of those places.
Yeah, especially, like I said, the last couple of years have kind of been off just a little bit for the October bite, but this year has been just spot on.
How long is the bite going to be good, Rex?
If nothing major happens as far as weather front, until it just gets really, really cold, these big fat spots are going to be feed.
Wow. Great opportunity for some guys that, you know, maybe aren't great fishermen that don't get to fish a lot can still get out there and catch
you. Some of the most fun you'll ever have right now is on Smith Lake.
Oh, man. Makes me want to go, you know. I haven't been in a while.
You'll be able to tell that from the weights out of this tournament Saturday.
Yeah, I mean,
there's going to be just about every boat is going to have 11 pounds to 13 pounds. That's the easy part.
That's the easy part.
You pretty much close your eyes, go out and catch 11 to 13 pounds.
Wow.
But your top 15 to 18 boats is going to have over 15 pounds.
My goodness.
And it's going to be close. I mean, there's going to be lots of 15, 16, even 17-pound bags.
Right.
It's whoever gets that 17.5 to 20 is who's going to win.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll take 20, but it's going to take 17.5 to 19-pound to win.
It'll be in the close distance anyway, won't it?
There'll be a lot of tight weights.
Exactly. There will. Right. Oh, man, that just sounds great. Hey, what time does, when's the start? When do you guys take off?
Well, it'll start at Safe Light on Saturday morning. Now, they're going to have, I believe they've planned events for the families and kids all throughout the day while the anglers are fishing.
Oh, okay.
They got a big tank set up for the kids to fish out of.
Oh.
And
just a great family event.
It is. They're going to try to make it a good family event. They're going to have it, they're going to have music that evening and after the weigh-in. And it's actually, I think it starts before the weigh-in even takes place. So,
right.
Yeah, they're going to try to make this an annual event, and hopefully they're even thinking about maybe doing two events a year.
Oh,
so
that'd be good. Hopefully it will continue to grow and have great participation from guys and gals wanting to fish, and you know can just make it better and better each time they have it.
All I got to do is get the people out there to fish, and I can promise you they're going to have it every year.
Exactly. Hey, let me ask you this, Rex. Let's go back to Gunnersville. If somebody's not in a tournament and they sure don't want to be at Smith this weekend, they go to Gunnersville, well, what do they need to, you know, what do they need to focus on?
Well, this water cooling off like it is, great big old buzz bait or a big spook or something, throwing it on top water bite in the morning should be just off the chart, as long as Friday and Saturday anyway.
After that, it's going, yeah. But Sunday's not going to be good.
I'm saying no.
Right.
You know, I've been wrong before.
Sure.
But I think this cold front might shut those largemouth down just a little bit for Sunday. But come Monday, Tuesday, they'll pick it right back up.
Okay, I was going to say, will that be, you know, one, maybe 2 days that it kind of...
Yeah, just 1 or 2 days, because next week's weather's going to be awesome. You know, we got the Alabama Bass Trail Championships on Smith Lake next week.
Right.
And there's going to be 120, 150 boats there that's qualified for that. So Smith Lake's going to get hit pretty hard the next 2 weeks. And,
right.
There'll be a lot of people on Gunnersville just to miss the crowd on Smith.
Right. Hey, what's just one more thing, Rex, and then I'll let you go. I know you got stuff to do. Hey, what's the water temperature like right now?
You're looking on Smith. Of course, I haven't been on Smith this week, but just... last Sunday, it was in the low 80s.
Uh-huh.
So it's really going to cool down a lot here in the next couple of days. The Gunnersville has been 82 to 84.
Yeah.
And it's after this weekend, Monday, you'll all see some high 70s water.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes, you should. It's because they're pulling a lot of water.
Water.
And water's moving, and with this cool weather, it's gonna cool off real quick.
Because we're supposed to have a couple of nights down in the low 40s, I think.
Right. Yeah. It's going to cool it off a good bit.
And then that'll just make the fishing even better, won't it?
It sure will.
Great. Well, hey, Rex, thanks for giving us a call, man. Each week I love talking to you and picking your brain a little bit. And I know there's folks out there that like it, too. So I've had them to tell me so. So wishing you the very best out there this weekend. And just hope things go great and everybody stay safe.
All right. Everybody be well.
You got it. Thanks, Rex. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Hey, that's Rex Chambers, our local pro bass fisherman here in the Cullman area. Also writes an article each Tuesday in the Cullman Times. So appreciate Rex joining us. Hey, we're going to go to a break. If you have a guest for Moolah, 737-9951. So we'll be back in just a minute with Sports Talk Live 95.5.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Cullman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Cullman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Cullman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Cullman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Cullman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Cullman, just south of the Catholic Church.
All right, 5:40 on a cloudy Thursday afternoon, working our way into the weekend, into a big football weekend. Before we do, we have got Sandy on the line with us from Dodge City. I got a feeling I'm going to take a stab at Moolah.
I think you're right.
Sandy, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you guessing at Moolah?
Yes.
All right. Where do you think Moolah is hit?
Is it at the Galleria?
Galleria, no, sorry. It's you're close, but no cigar. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for
you,
calling.
Sandy. Thanks.
Hey,
Roll Tide.
That's what I was going to say.
Eagle.
That's two Roll Tides today.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, Sandy.
please, Auburn fans.
That made my day right there.
If you're out there, Auburn fans, call and take a stab at Moolah. Yeah. If for no other reason, just to say War Eagle.
Yeah, Jason is, I think we're going to have to run over here to the drugstore and get him something for depression. Everything he's been hearing is not good for Auburn.
It's been one of them days.
Yeah. And so, then the folks that's called in have been both Roll Tiders.
Yeah, it's like being in a boxing match with Mike Tyson. And you just keep getting hit, keep getting hit.
Well, at least you ain't getting your ear bit off.
Yeah, I'm not going down, though.
Oh, what a sad thing there for you, Jason.
I'm telling you. Ronnie, let's take a look at the SEC games for this weekend.
We will, but can we take a look at what games are on tonight?
If you want to.
I do.
All right, let's do it.
Because there might be somebody that wants to watch some of these games tonight. Most of these are on ESPN games for tonight and tomorrow night. So tonight, at 7 o'clock, that's Eastern time, so it'll be 6 o'clock here. You got, University of Central Florida at Houston. So if you
haven't
been
waiting all week on that one.
You're going to watch that or the dog channel?
Yeah, I just soon watch the dog channel.
All right. Then at 10:30, which is 9:30 our time, we've got Arizona at number 2, Oregon. So if you're a late nighter or you can make yourself stay up, that might be a good one to watch for a quarter.
That might be good to halftime.
That's right.
Be about time to go to bed.
That's right. Then tomorrow night, Friday, 7 o'clock, again, Eastern time, Louisville at Syracuse. And then at 10 o'clock, San Diego State at Fresno. Also at 10 o'clock is Utah State at number 18, BYU. So those are the games for tonight and tomorrow night, college games.
Now, did you say Utah or Utah State?
Utah State.
Oh, okay. BYU probably gets another easy win out of that one.
Probably so.
What's on tap in the SEC?
All right, let me get my list right here. And
now, folks, you can take these picks to the bank.
Yeah.
You might be writing the bank a check, yeah, but you can take
it to the bank. Either way, you can take it to the bank. All right, we're going to start off with the premier game if you're an Alabama fan, at least you hope it is, and that is Alabama at Ole Miss. I think Alabama's ranked 3 in the AP, and in the coaches' poll, they are uno number 1. Ole Miss, I believe, is 11. Is that right, Jason?
11 in the USA and 10 in the AP poll.
Okay, 10 in the AP poll. So Alabama at Ole Miss, 2:30 Saturday on CBS. And, of course, that means Vern and Gary Daniels.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ronnie, there's no secret about it.
You can't back up.
This has been the year pick.
Yeah.
I started this one when we started the show. I think I may have said it the first show or the second show.
Yes, you did.
I'm staying with it.
That's a true man. You just got to do it.
That's right.
Ole Miss
wins this one. And here's your score. Write this one down.
Oh, you're going to give me a score.
Ole Miss wins it 23-20.
23-20.
Eddie Gwynn tells me there's no way Alabama to 20 points.
And there's no way. He's going to say there's no way Ole Miss can score 23.
He didn't say about that, but he didn't say that Alabama couldn't be held to 20.
Well,
even though they have faced a Florida defense that is beyond terrible.
Yeah, that's true. All right, then we have, Arkansas is open.
You didn't make your pick on the Alabama-Ole Miss game.
Do I need to think about it? No. Alabama, and I'll say this, I won't give you a score, Alabama win by 10.
By 10.
Yep, Alabama by 10. The next are another huge game here in the state of Alabama for Auburn fans. Auburn and LSU at Tiger State at Auburn. I can't say Tiger Stadium because that could be LSU.
A game that I will be at, and Auburn's going to win this one. It's going to be close. I don't see Auburn covering. I'm going to say that.
You don't?
I don't see Auburn covering. Auburn wins at 34-31.
34-31 is Jason's pick. I think I've got more faith in them than you do. I'm saying Auburn wins by 14.
I hope you're right, and I'll breathe a lot easier. A lot of people's got more faith in Auburn right now than I do. So.
Yeah, you
Eddie, don't. Even Alabama That's fans right. are getting on to me about how critical I've been of Auburn.
Yeah, you don't look at them through rose-colored glasses, do you?
No, I call it like
you
I
call
see
it. Like you see it. That's right. The next big game, at least a big game for Will Muschamp, Florida Gators at the Tennessee Volunteers.
All right, Ronnie. Like I said, get the moving van ready. Go ahead and make the reservations. Muschamp's going to be hunting a job.
They're going to be playing a lot of Rocky Top.
Yep. The Volunteers will win this in 27-20.
27-21. I'm taking UT as well. Georgia Bulldogs. The Georgia will be playing the ever-present, what's the word, team that puts fear into you if you're in the SEC. They're playing Vandy.
Oh, if this was a... Wow, we got some pictures on the board.
We have some pictures on the board. The best way for me to describe it, you guys, the folks my age will remember the Dukes of Hazzard, and you had, was it Boss Hogg?
Boss Hogg.
And is that Enos? That's not Enos.
I don't know who the other one. I didn't know.
Jehu is the sheriff. Roscoe P. Coltrane. That's at the top of the page, and then right below them is Vern and Gary Daniels, both of them with hats
and
on.
And Vern does look a lot like Boss Hogg.
He did. Hey, you take the glasses off of Vern, and you got Boss Hogg. That's pretty good.
All right, Georgia at Vandy. So if we were in a math test, I would take Vandy, but this one's going to be...
Georgia's at home.
At home? Oh, that's even going to be worse.
Yeah. I know.
47-13, Georgia.
47-13. You think Vandy going to score 13 then?
Yep. They're going to get 13. Oh, my Maybe goodness. Kickoff returns.
All right, the next game, SEC game, we have the South Carolina Gamecocks at the University of Kentucky.
This one is being called the play of the year as far as the line on the radio. They say mortgage your house, everything.
Uh-huh.
Gamecocks cover this one.
What is the line?
Five and a half.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I'm going to say South Carolina wins this one, let's say 31-17.
The Gamecocks and Steve Spurrier. And maybe Spurrier's post-game press conference will be a little better than...
We're just embarrassed.
Which is embarrassing. I'm the coach of this embarrassing team. I've got embarrassing players. Oh, he is hilarious. He's so funny. All right, and then the last SEC game for Saturday is Texas A&M at Mississippi State.
Now, that one is going to be an interesting
game. That'll be a good one. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason. That game is 11 o'clock.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm almost positive. Right. That's 11 o'clock game. The Alabama Ole Miss is 2:30, and the Auburn LSU is a night game.
That is a Saturday made by God.
That's right.
There's no other explanation.
Boy, he was smiling on the scene, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was smiling.
I'm going to be in my recliner all day long.
I will be with 90,000 other people at Auburn.
Yeah. So. You won't get to see those. Are you going to get to see those any of that?
I hadn't decided about taking my TV and generator that good stuff.
Wow. Well, I can text you the scores.
All right.
If you need me to. All right. That, again, was Texas A&M at Mississippi State.
I want to say Mississippi State, a big day for the state of Mississippi. They win both games, and this was going to be a high scoring 38-34.
You can be rest assured if Texas A&M's playing, it's going to be high. Yep.
34,
Mississippi State. Yeah. I'm taking Texas A&M.
Good. We disagree on one.
So that's
two, Ole Miss and Alabama. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, naturally. That goes without saying.
Hey, give us a call. Let us know what you think. Alabama win, Ole Miss win, guests at Moolah, sponsored by People's Bank.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'd love to hear from you. Why you think Ole Miss will win, why you think Alabama, why you think LSU wins, or why you think Auburn wins. We'd love to hear somebody's opinion other than ours.
If Auburn don't run the ball, Ronnie, if they can't open the holes on the offensive line and they play lackluster like they've done the last two or three outings, it's going to be a long day for Auburn.
So, like most games and most football games, it's going to be who plays well up front.
Right. Because Nick Marshall, from what I've seen, is not going to beat you with his arm.
And I figure,
unless he is actually beating you with his arm or something, you know.
LSU has, you know, they know that. I mean, there's no surprises. You know, they know what Auburn's strengths are, what their weaknesses are, and vice versa.
These head coaches don't make $5-6 million a year.
No.
To not know.
No, exactly. But I agree with you. If Auburn can effectively run the football, they're going to win the game.
Right.
I think they're better. I just think they're better than LSU.
Yeah, Auburn is better than LSU, but no.
That's right.
Who knows when the ball's kicked off.
Yeah. So.
Let's see. Speaking of Auburn fans.
That's the first one that's called in today.
Hallelujah.
I knew
hallelujah.
She'd call. I knew she would.
Puts me on shout
she
ground.
Ruins it. She ruined it for everybody.
We've got Sheila from Cold Spring. Sheila, welcome to the show.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. I'm so glad to hear somebody say that.
I knew that was coming.
Hey, I think it's the whole thing amazing, you know.
Sheila, and congratulations to Cold Springs on the football season so far. Another win last Friday night. So
that's a close one, though, Jason. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I listened to that one on Friday Night Live. I didn't make it, but I did listen.
Yeah, they got another big one this weekend, too. They got Addison, don't they? Or they go to Addison, whatever.
We got Addison at Addison.
Yeah, that'll tell how good you are, too.
If it don't storm us out.
Well, that's true.
Hey, Sheila, you wouldn't happen to have a guess. I'd love to see an Auburn fan win the $50. So you don't have a guess on me,
well, I didn't even hear the clues. I couldn't. I had grandkids until I...
Bring her up to date, right?
Oh, my goodness. Can I remember? I can't remember them all. All right. One of the clues was the sum of the highway is 4. If she gets this with us just giving the clues, this is remarkable. This is something like Cindy
Auburn
pull
fans
off.
Are smart.
Oh, okay. The sum of the highway is 4. You might need to carry a lot of money if you're going here.
Oh, man.
If one of the other clues was if you're in your car driving around looking for it, you will just end up driving around and around in a circle.
And
there's one more.
Now, this one, pay special attention to this one.
Okay.
You might sleep above Moolah.
Yes.
You might be able to sleep above Moolah.
Sleep above it?
Yep, sleep above
where Moolah's hidden.
That's right.
Man, I don't have no idea. I was thinking the racetrack, but...
No, Sheila, you were thinking wrong.
You said round and round. That's one thing I could
do. Oh. All right, Sheila, what do you think about Auburn LSU?
You know...
That's life, kind of like I've been doing.
Me and Jason talked about this. I don't think Gus has showed his whole hand yet.
Yeah, well, he may not have, but he's going to have to start showing it pretty soon. Isn't
yeah,
that's right. I'm tired of being nervous.
Hey, but Sheila, when you said Gus has not showed his hand, I want you to make me feel better. So explain to me how that affects the offensive line not blocking.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe he. I don't know.
Guys, we're not going to block these two games and make them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. But I don't know. I think both of them are going to be close games. I pull for Alabama. Now you know I do. I don't think
Sheila,
they're
I have next. Nothing else to say.
I don't think they're going to win, though.
I don't either.
I don't
we
either.
Agree.
I don't think Auburn, Alabama, either one. We and Jason talked about this, too. There is no clear team that just stands out above everybody this year.
That's true in the West.
There's just not. I mean, I've seen so many games. Florida State should have lost, 2 or 3 games?
Well,
I mean, it's unreal.
They've had opportunities to lose them, that's for sure. Hey, did you pick Auburn? Did I miss that a minute ago? I was looking at my phone. Did you say Auburn's going to win? I'm sure you.
I think so.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, I think it's going to be by 14.
I agree. That's exactly what I said, Sheila. I think they win by 2 touchdowns.
I couldn't hear you. I can hear y'all a little better this week, but I'm nervous about it, and I try not to let it get.
Don't let it affect your supper.
By the way, what is for supper?
Sheila, while we got you, what about Alabama Ole Miss? You said you think they're going to lose. Give us a score.
I think they're going to lose by at least 10, Jason.
Wow. Ronnie now has fell out for the second time
today.
I've
got the shakes.
Ronnie looked like a dog with a shock collar on him.
Now, Ronnie, I hope they win.
Oh, I do too. Because I'm never. I promise you, if Alabama does not win, I will never, ever live this down with Jason.
No, Eddie Gwynn won't either.
No, he won't. But he doesn't have to sit here for 2 hours.
I don't know why I have that feeling, but I just have that feeling.
I hope it's a wrong one.
And you can ask for it now. Like Jason says when he gives you the spread, what is that? Just for what kind of purpose?
Entertainment purposes only.
I get Brett a lot of good entertainment purpose with.
Oh, well.
But, no, I hope they both win, but we shall see.
It's going to be interesting.
And And Coach wanted them needs to win when they play Saturday, but they hadn't won a game.
You talking oh. Amari Cooper?
No, Mark Cooper. Oh.
Amari, too.
Mark Cooper.
Oh, man. That's great.
Hey, Sheila, we've got to wind it down. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
So
War Eagle, Jason.
War Eagle. Hang in there with them.
Thanks for calling, Sheila. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right, Ronnie, let's start wrapping it up.
That's good to hear from Sheila again.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting worried about her.
And Cindy, if you're out there, you still got 2 minutes to call, so let us know you're still breathing.
We're going to have to put an APB out for Cindy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's missing.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, we'll probably see her picture in the post office. On a milk carton at the school, that's right.
The number 256-737-9951. You've got about 2 minutes to call. Guess where Moolah is at?
Yeah, that's it. 2 minutes.
So Friday Night Live, tomorrow night, Coleman, Athens. If you want to hear the show later tonight, if you're bored, can't sleep, we encourage
you. You can sit up late and watch the football and listen to the show.
Listen to the show.
Insomnia that, over Saturday's game.
There you go. That's it.
That is available at ColemanLive.com.
Close. Very close.
What is it?
Live 95 Coleman. I usually put all this on the screen for you, but I've been occupied today.
We just ad-libbing it. Hey, if you put it close on the internet, it'll find it for you.
Yeah, search it.
That's it.
Search it.
It ain't rocket science.
Also, Google is your friend.
There
from
you go.
ColemanSportsTalk.com, you can also link to the on-demand. Don't forget our ESPN Pick'em game.
Yeah.
Like I've done some of us
haven't been playing very regular, I guess.
Yeah, I went from first to worst in a hurry.
I'm right there because I haven't played either. So, but hey, it's a great week of college football coming up.
That's right. Crank the grill up.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Throw some hamburgers on
there. Yeah, and you may have
if you're like Ronnie, throw some steaks on.
Tube steaks.
Yeah. don't forget to support your local high school team tomorrow night.
That's it. All the local teams will be participating, so go out and support them.
Hey, it's time to call it a week, and it couldn't get here any sooner. I'm ready
right.
for some Auburn football.
I know you are.
Until Tuesday, when I say Alabama lost to Ole Miss, I'm going to leave with a big War Eagle.
And I'm going to leave you with an awful big Roll Tide. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for joining us, Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
I'm done.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.